Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Voice of Indie. Your hosts today are Beam Weeks, author, producer, and marketing monster for independent multimedia publisher Fresh Ink Group, and Stephen Jeeves, author, producer, composer, and publisher for Fresh Ink Group.
And good evening, and welcome to another episode of Voice of Indie, episode number 4. I am your host, Beam Weeks. And in the studio with me is none other than Mr. Stephen Jeeves, my co-host. Stephen,
hi. And I am excited to be here. I'm not wearing my monkey shirt this week. We want to remind everybody, get on over to Twitter and up in the search bar, type in hashtag Fresh Ink Group. And then you can watch streaming comments during the show, and you can post questions for us or for our guests today right there. Also, we'll be taking phone calls. 516-453-9902. That's 516-453-9902. Call in, talk to us, talk to our guests, tell us about whatever's on your mind, and we'll have some fun. Beam?
Yeah, and as far as that Monkees t-shirt goes, for the kids out there, that was a rock and roll group back in the late 60s. Okay. Tracy Sanders is a multi-genre, multi-award-winning author of 10 published titles, with contributions to 3 anthologies. An avid blogger and supporter of indie authors, she writes parenting, children's romance, and nonfiction guides for authors. She loves to provide great stories and quality content for dedicated readers, whether through her own writing or editing works by other authors. Her ultimate goal is to focus on the many ways she can help empower women. And with that, I want to say welcome to the show, Tracy. How are you doing this evening?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Stephen. What's up?
It's a podcast. We've been doing these for three weeks now, and we're hoping maybe the fourth week we'll have it down pat. But with a guest like you, we can't go.
The music.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, Tracy's, I gave a little bit of your bio there. If you want to color between the lines, fill us in on the rest of it. Feel free to introduce our listening audience to Tracy Sanders.
Sure. Who is Tracy Sanders? I am multifaceted, obviously. So I'm a mom of 3. I have 2 adult sons and a daughter who just started her freshman year of high school. I had a home, yeah, and I'm a grandma, a nana to be exact. She's almost 18 months old, and so I take care of her a few days a week, and I stay home with my daughter and do online school with her. I had a daycare in my home for 14 years, which gave me immeasurable experience with human behavior and the mind and how it works. If you want to really learn how a human mind works, sit and watch a 2-year-old all day. I promise you, you'll be intrigued by what you learn. But that's my background for the books that I wrote. People ask me, you know, why I wrote this book or that book. And whatever experience I had in my life at the time, I poured it into my books, as do most authors.
Yeah, I've seen some of those adorable baby pictures on Facebook. You should be a proud Nana.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to interrupt for a second here and talk about contests. Fresh Ink Group right now is running short story contests for short fiction and mini memoirs. We're getting ready to put out our 2nd and 3rd anthologies. Our first one's for sale now. This Fresh Ink Group Short Story Showcase number 1. We've been, last couple of weeks, we've had entries start pouring in. We got one from a young lady in Tokyo today. So we're really excited about how this one's going. You got a commercial for us, Beam?
I do.
Writers, got a short story looking for a prestigious anthology that will showcase your work alongside other top authors? Or maybe you've experienced a moment worth sharing. perhaps with some poignant meaning we could all appreciate? Fresh Ink Group is accepting submissions for our second and third volumes of the Fresh Ink Group Short Story Showcase to be released worldwide in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. There are no fees to enter. Winners are not only published, but are eligible to become members of Fresh Ink Group with your own dashboard in the FreshInkGroup.com website. Head on over to FreshInkGroup.com contest tab to learn more. Then grease up the old Underwood and get those shorts down on parchment so you can get your entries in sooner than later. And you readers, discover 49 wondrous tales already released in the Fresh Ink Group Short Story Showcase number 1, available in all formats worldwide.
And once again, we are live with author Tracy Sanders. And don't forget, if you have a question or comment for Tracy, hashtag Fresh Ink Group. Hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter, and we will get to your question or your comment. Tracy, the cool thing, one of the cool, many cool things about you is that you do all these cool things that empower women. I'm kind of curious about My Social Savvy Sisters in Success Facebook group. Tell us a little bit about that. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that group. I just started building it pretty much earlier this year. And it's growing slowly because I want it to be organic. Everyone who's in there has been invited personally by me or someone who is already in the group, and these are women that I trust. These are women who are not necessarily involved with my company or any type of monetary affiliation with me at all, but they are women who are building their own empires out there. And I go live a few days a week. Right now it's 3 days a week. I'm about to back it up to 1 day a week because my life is just not conducive to 3 days a week right now. But starting in September, I'm going to be going live 1 day a week and giving some other tutorials and resources and things like that in there about how to build your business online, how to, you know, strengthen your mind and have strong mindset to build a business. Because as we all know, you guys are entrepreneurs as well. It's not easy. It's simple sometimes if you have a system, but it's not easy to build a business. So I give all sorts of strategies in that group for women only. Women only.
Wow. That's an especially timely topic right now with so many people having to shuffle mm-hmm. their lives around and find new ways to maximize their revenue and deal with all the different dynamics in the family. Do you have a lot of people in that group?
Well, like I said, I've been building it slowly because I have so many other things going on, but I think there's just around 80, 85 women in that group so far.
Wow, that's a pretty good group.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of your live streams there on Facebook. Very interesting. How successful are those? What's your reach kind of like? I mean, are you getting a pretty good feedback from the people who watch?
From inside the group or on my timeline?
Just on your timeline. I mean, even anybody,
well,
even because, like I said, I've seen some of the live streams that you've done. I've seen them out there, and you know, obviously I'm not part of the group, but I'm thinking other people have probably seen it as well. And are you getting any kind of feedback from some people that maybe are not part of the group?
Oh yes. I mean, I have people who I call my tribe, and of course it's going to be my friends and family who enjoy watching my Facebook lives. And you know, I recently just started that Social Savvy group, and I also have another group that I help moms specifically in whatever part of their journey they're on for motherhood and everything by giving those strategies. And I just felt like, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard this in marketing. When you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. So
yeah.
I'm really trying to hone down my audience and give them the value that they're looking for. I feel like so many people right now are lost in their businesses. It's hard to focus with all the stuff going on in the world and the economy and all that stuff and then political stuff. So I feel like it's a place that they can feel safe to ask their questions about business, ask their questions about life and things like that, whatever I can offer experience about.
Do you know what that
I probably,
do you know what that 1 day a week will be that you do this?
I'm thinking it's going to probably be Wednesday. Probably.
So they can,
because
they can go to the group and find posts telling them how to listen in and
participate if they want?
Well, right now I go live 3 days a week in both groups. So as you can imagine, I mean, that's six lives a week that I'm doing,
yeah.
plus I'm doing posts and things like that. So I know that people are busy and they're building their businesses and things like that. I know everybody's got stuff going on with school starting back. And personally, like I said, my life is just not conducive to keep going 3 days a week for all of that. So it'll be 1 day a week starting in September.
Great.
But it'll still be a lot of value. I mean, I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there are like, I don't want to give away my best stuff. I don't want to give away all my tips and strategies. And I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'm giving it all away. And if you find any value in it, you know, pass it on and help me reach other people. Because I feel like when we strengthen ourselves as independent entrepreneurs, and then we help others do the same, we can only strengthen the industry. You guys know what that's like in the author industry, publishing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you also write for a local magazine, Spotlighting Unsung Heroes. Can you tell us about that?
I absolutely love that job. I don't know if you guys know, but I prefer to do short pieces. I feel like I really excel at short pieces rather than long novels. I just don't have the patience for a long novel, and I've always been one of the bare bones type of people when I write. So I love that I get to help people tell their stories, especially in my own community where we moved recently, but still I write for that community that I used to live in. And I love finding these people who are like feeding the hungry and the homeless during COVID and, you know, raising money for cancer, just people you don't hear about in the news. And I love that I get to report only good things.
Can you think of a good example or two?
Oh, yeah. There's a company called Listen Eat, L-E-T-T-U-M, that I recently did. It's a group of high-quality, like, 4- and 5-star chefs, culinary arts specialists, who came together and decided during COVID that they were going to start creating exquisite, fine dining type of meals, you know, like high-quality meals that they could just hand out to people in the community who were, you know, had been laid off from their jobs. They weren't able to feed their families, and it was free. Like, I was asking them, how in the world can you do this? And they said, we've just been very blessed with donations pouring in. And I just love stories like that. It's like they're giving from their heart, and they're not giving because it's a write-off or because they're going to get something in return or get mentioned in a paper like what I write. Right.
Yeah.
They had no idea that I was going to write that story.
Does this magazine have an online presence? Is there a way some of us can go see some of these stories?
Absolutely. And they've got a Facebook group, too, called Our Town Gwinnett Forum. And so, yes, they are paper copies throughout the areas and the communities, but it's also online. I can send you guys the link for it.
Great. We'll
post
that link on our feed.
Mm-hmm. And there are two different magazines. One is a green one and one is a blue one, and I write for both. And the publisher just decides where he wants to put my stories. And he's great about just contacting me and saying, hey, Tracy, do you want to take this story? You know, so we have a really good relationship, and I enjoy writing for them.
This is weekly?
This is monthly.
Monthly.
Sometimes
okay.
it's every 2 months, depending on what the season is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm excited. I'd like to read some of those.
Yeah, because, you know, things like this, what you're doing with that, I mean, you're honestly touching lives, and that's the cool thing
mm-hmm.
about it. And another cool thing that you said, you know, that you prefer writing the shorter pieces. I love mm-hmm. writing short stories versus novels. I like them both. But the shorter pieces or essays or blog articles, for that matter, there's just that instant gratification, and it's like, you know, it's not taking you months. It might take, you know, a week or two or whatever, but it's just that instant gratification.
Yes, I agree.
Another fantastic thing that you're doing, to be lauded, you educate families on eco-friendly options for their homes, helping people
yes.
to live healthier lives. Share with us a little bit about this.
So I'm a person who believes in multiple streams of income, but I believe that you will be most successful in life when you do something that fulfills you, not just makes you happy, because to me, in my opinion, happiness is a fleeting emotion. So when you're happy, if you're just looking for things that are going to make you happy, then you're going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. But when you're fulfilled by the work that you do, you're going to be up all the time, even when you're down, because you're still going to keep going in your mission. You're connected to the mission and the cause, not the monetary benefits of it or the immediate gratification or whatever. So I've been doing this a little over two and a half years right about, and I absolutely love it. I've changed everything out in my home. And basically, I tell people all the time, I'm not looking to help you find your next favorite toilet bowl cleaner or toothpaste. I'm looking to help you change your life by switching out all the chemicals in your home, as many as possible, to help you live a healthier life overall. Because everything I teach about in all my videos and all my groups, all of it boils down to having a better life overall. So it's all about overall wellness.
And I like that you added on a budget too.
Yes, on a budget. These are the same or better prices that you would pay in Walmart or Target. You're just getting them shipped to your door. And right now, how many more people in the world are shopping online? And when you order something from Amazon, you have no idea who the manufacturer is. This company that I work for manufactures all their own products down to their chapstick, and they don't have chemicals. So you just can't get it. You know, I haven't found, I've been looking for holes for 2.5 years in it, and I haven't found any, nor has my husband. And he's the biggest critic pretty much there is.
Can you give us a couple of examples of specific products?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a product called Peak Vitamins. And those have been a game changer for me. They fill in all those gaps in your nutrition. So let's just be honest, we can't control what's in our food these days. Even if we grow it ourselves, we can't control the soil and what's in it. So it's not like it was 100 years ago when people could grow their own stuff and everything. So these are all plant-based. They're not 100%, as I call, hippy-dippy-trippy, make-your-own soap kind of thing. These are plant-based, mixed with science to create a sustainable product, and they're all concentrated. So even like the dish detergent, it's only going to take a couple of drops rather than pouring out a whole spoonful like Dawn, you know, normally would, to be able to clean up some dishes. So, and I love that they don't have chemical smells, and the chemicals that we're breathing in, even if you think about walking down the grocery store aisle where all the cleaning products are, you're breathing in those toxic fumes.
Yeah.
So we know they're not good for us. It's just some people, I can tell you, I was hell-bent on not giving up my shout spray and not giving up my Kaboom Foamtastic. Those were literally my dirty little secrets when I first started shopping here. And I said, those two products, it's not that bad. I don't use them all that often. It'll be okay. I know they work. But within 2-3 weeks, I gave them up because I was like, nope, I don't need them because I found products that work. If they're not effective, even if they are green, a lot of people aren't going to use them, right? That's the problem you run into getting them at the grocery stores. Even if they are eco-friendly, they usually don't work. They're mostly water. And that's what's happening in the stores, is they're mostly water.
Now,
and they're not effective, and people don't,
Yeah. Now, I've known this about you for many, many years, that you're into this with the health products and all that. How did this come about? Was there a health scare or an allergic reaction? I remember one of the Catherine Treat, she was an indie author who passed away, but she wrote a book about, you know, being allergic to life, and she just had all kinds of allergies, and it was a lot of those things that you're talking about, the cleaning supplies, the chemicals in the cleaning. And yeah, you're right, walk down the aisle at the grocery store, and I mean, I get a headache through some of those aisles because it's just so strong. But how did this come about for you? What led you into this?
You know what, Beam? I am so glad you brought her name up, because I almost cry every time I think about her, because she was my pen pal type person, like my Christmas Secret Santa type person. I gave her an ornament of a picture of her with her book for Christmas, and she was so touched by that. I read her book, and I cried throughout her whole book. And yes, when I started shopping here, at first it was just like, oh yeah, I was getting ready to start making my own stuff using essential oils. And I had no idea what to do with essential oils. I seriously, I thought they were hype, you know. And then I got into it and I was like, oh man, this is costing a lot of money for me to have to buy oils and buy the supplies to mix with them. And I got to look up this recipe. And my friend, I had been friends with her on Facebook for over a year, and she reached out to me and she goes, Tracy, I just really have to, I don't know why, but God's telling me I really need to reach out to you and tell you about this store. And I was like, yeah, I'll take a look. you know, I was not looking for another business. I was doing something else with another company, but come to find out, I was not happy with that company because of their policies. And so anyway, I took a look and I was like, yeah, I'll try it. And I shopped and I got mostly cleaning stuff, to be honest. And it's all concentrated, so it's going to last for a few months. And I said, I need to try some more stuff. And then I just ended up over about 2 or 3 months, switched out everything. I'm even down to my toothpaste, my shampoo, my chapstick, everything in my life is eco-friendly now. And it's just made a world of difference for me. Like the allergies, I was on Zyrtec for more than 10 years every single day. And come to find out, the chemicals I was using, bleach and Lysol and things like that I thought was doing good for the kids in the daycare was making it worse. All of them had allergies. I had allergies. And then when I changed these chemicals out of my home, of course, my daycare was shut down by then. I couldn't help them anymore. But my allergies went away at that time, and I haven't had to take Zyrtec in over 2 years, not one time.
Has your family been supportive of making these changes?
You know what? A couple of my sisters became my customers. They've been shopping here for just about 2 years. My mother-in-law shops here. I have friends and family from my high school years. A couple of my best friends are actually work, you know, in the business with me and everything. So yes, I'm very convicted and passionate about things, and I find a way to get my message across. And the word no doesn't bother me. It just means like I don't know enough to say yes in my mind. That's what I hear, because I know how important it is to get these chemicals out of your home. You know, I mean, I just know. I know that cancer is 1 in 2 now. I know that my mother-in-law, who went through breast cancer twice, absolutely thanks me all the time for introducing her to this store, because it's just better for her health. You know, and if you speak to an oncologist, if you speak to a rheumatologist or anyone with the ology stuff in them, in their name, right, ask them, does it make a difference if I change the chemicals out of my home, if I change my shampoo and soap and laundry detergent, by the way, is the number one culprit of allergies.
Wow. You know, that's interesting that you say that. You're talking about taking Zyrtec and all that, because my mother has allergies really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes one of the brands, and it doesn't really do a whole lot for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she uses the standard laundry detergent and bleach and things like that. So I should pass this on to her as well.
Absolutely. So, I can send you a video.
People who want to learn more should seek you out on Facebook.
Oh, yes. I love connecting with people personally. I'm not the type to just send you a link and send you off on your own. I like to, in fact, I get paid to do, you know, tours for the store and help people set up their accounts and try some things. So.
Great. Well, we're talking to Tracy Sanders live today. She's author, entrepreneur, empowerer of women. It's the first time I've ever used the word empowerer.
I like it.
It didn't roll off that smooth. But we're here with Tracy Sanders, and we're going to take a quick break and learn about one of our Fresh Ink Group authors, Gwen Plano, who has a book out called The Choice, the second in a trilogy. And Beam has a commercial for it.
Best-selling author Gwen M. Plano presents The Choice, The Unexpected Heroes, Book 2 in her Heaven and Earth Thriller Trilogy. In the first book, co-penned by best-selling author John W. Howell, the Earth is threatened with a catastrophic event, and Heaven's leadership intervenes with extraordinary measures to ensure the survival of the planet. Two souls volunteer to return to Earth and take human form as Brad Channing and Sarah O'Brien. The Choice picks up where the first book ends, at an Air Force base in Northern California. The base commander invites Brad's former Navy SEAL instructor to help him determine who is behind two very personal murders. Their deaths are part of a bigger plan, and the commander urgently needs to thwart that plan. Implicated are key Washington, D.C. officials. A confidential team uncovers a traitorous conspiracy that has as its goal world domination. The pressing question is, who can be trusted and who cannot? Grab your copy now of The Choice, The Unexpected Heroes by Gwen M. Plano. available worldwide in hardcover, paperback, and all major ebook formats. The Choice is proudly published by Fresh Ink Group.
All right, we are on live with author Tracy Sanders. And remember, listeners, if you have any questions or comments, let's go with the hashtag Fresh Ink Group. That's how I'll see you. Hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter. Or you can call 516-453-9902. Once again, that is 516-453-9902. And since we just talked about, had a commercial there for one of the Fresh Ink Group authors' books, Tracy, how about we talk about your latest release, another help book that'll help people out, Rise Up Mamas. Tell us a little bit about this. How did it come about?
You know, there's always a story behind the story, isn't there? Like people always want to know.
Always.
But this one is so crazy to me because I'm an empath and I feel everything, it seems like. If I read something, I feel it. And it was a weekend, and I remember telling my husband, it had been like 3 days in a row that I was on the verge of tears, could not figure out why. I'm like, okay, I'm headed toward menopause or something. I'm in my 40s and it's coming early and I'm just emotional, right? And my husband, we were lying in the bed one night and we were getting ready to go to sleep, and he says, you know, I think you have another book in you. I said, are you out of your mind? I don't feel like a book. I'm like, I don't sit down to write. I never sit down to write unless it's like for the magazine or something and I have the questions. But I write when I feel. And so I don't ever want it to be fluff. And so I was so angry at him. I was literally so angry at him. I almost hit him and I said, stop. I am not writing another book. I don't have time to do that. I don't even know what I would write about. And he says, Tracy, you've done so many things in your life. Write about your life, like how you've helped people. Write about the daycare. He said, you have so much experience to give moms and other women. He said, write about that. And that was Friday night, or Saturday night, actually. By Sunday at like 1 o'clock, I had outlined all the chapters for that book.
Wow.
It just rolled right out of my brain and onto those pages. And then within a week, I had that book published.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so then tell us, what's the book about?
So this book is called Rise Up Mamas, and it came to me smack in the middle of the pandemic. And it was just like I was feeling like I had a message to get out to women, especially women, because those are the ones I connect with. And like I said, if you're talking to everybody, you're not talking to anybody. And I feel like when I speak, it's mostly connecting with women, because those are the ones I have experience with. I can relate to what they're going through. I can't really relate to what fathers are going through as well, right? And husbands, so I'm not a man. I don't know. I started thinking about things that I could help them with, like, you know, because I've been doing online school with my daughter. This is our seventh year. It's like, who better to share that information than someone who's been doing it for so many years? I can tell you how much I wanted to pull my hair out that first year that we were doing it, and how many times I cried and screamed and didn't want to do it and resisted it. And I know that a lot of moms were going through that, being home with their kids even for the summer. They were like, heck, I can't work. Or either they have to work at their desk and they're trying to keep their kids occupied. So that came in with the daycare experience I had, where I'm like, okay, here are some hands-on things you can do with your kids to keep them occupied and entertained and learning during the summer. And then I started thinking about, what about the safety for Zoom calls? There are so many people on Zoom now, and it did happen. It did. Creepy people got into the Zoom calls, and the schools were having problems with hackers and things like that. And so you're sitting here, and I'm like, wow, our kids are sitting there. Some of them are sitting there not realizing that the camera is on them all the time. They may be walking around in their underwear or pajamas. You know what I mean? So there were so many things that were going through my head as a mom and a concerned citizen and a teacher. I just had to get it out there. And I even started the Facebook group recently called Rise Up Mamas, and it's only for women, of course, and it's for anyone who wants tips on things like that, you know, weight loss tips, food, organization, anything like that. That kind of stuff is in the book.
The Facebook group also goes beyond the stuff that's in the book?
Oh, yes, yes. That's the one that I go live in every week and give tips. Like today I gave 5 ways to blast fat and, speed your weight loss. And one of the tips was adding light hand weights to your workout. It made all the difference for me in the past 60 days. So I never go out there and preach to anybody or try to give tips and strategies that I haven't had experience with. I'm not just looking things up and throwing things out there. And I never want to do that.
That's good. Are some of your participants giving you suggestions too?
In the Facebook group?
Yeah.
Yes, I do encourage that. I'm like, hey, this is what we're talking about on the live today. If you've got anything to add to this, my feeling is every single person that we come in contact with in our lives, we can learn something from.
Oh, I like that attitude. And yeah. what you don't get from one person, maybe the next thing you do, and everybody's mm-hmm. different. And I really like how many with such a variety of tips and things you have in your book.
Yeah, and the cool thing about like with the Facebook page and what Stephen was talking about are other people reaching out to you and giving you tips as well. Even if you can't use that tip, there's probably somebody out there that's reading that message on Facebook that can use that tip. So somebody.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, I'm no expert in parenting. I'm just more of an expert in parenting my kids than I am someone else's kids. That's the difference, and that's why I say it's about stepping into your power as your child's most important influence, your child. You should be their hero, and I think a lot of parents started realizing that during the pandemic when they were home with their kids. It's like, wait a minute, it wasn't my kid's teacher's job to teach them about morals and values and discipline and all that kind of stuff. It was my job. Now it's back on me, and I think the economy forced us to become two-parent working families all over the place, and some of that got poured off on teachers, and I heard teachers talking about it and how they were feeling about it, right? So all that's poured into the book. On top of, I even talk about my favorite parental control app, which is hugely important right now. I will tell everybody about it. I don't get any affiliate money or anything like that. I just love it. It's called Qustodio, Qustidio. And it's about $60 a year, and it's worth every single penny. You will know everything that your child types on their phone, on their laptop, up to 5 devices for that price for the year. And so worth it to be able to – it's the internet is making it so much easier for criminals to get to our kids.
Can you spell that again?
Yes, Qustidio. And I think it's maybe like custodial parent, like guardian type thing is what it reminds me of.
And they can find that in the usual places, app stores like Google Play or iTunes or wherever.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That sounds like an incredible tool to have too. Cause like you said, right now, this with the internet from all different places around the world, you got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Our guest last week, Ron Yates, a couple of days after the show, I get a notice from Twitter saying, hey, Ron Yates he's just followed you on Twitter. And I've already been following Ron, and Ron's been following me for years. So I go over there to check it out, and I can tell right away it's a fake account. So I let him know, and he got with Twitter, and they ended up, I believe they've taken it down by now. But just little things like that. This is what you're talking about is for your children. But you got to protect yourself, too. As authors, you don't want somebody else out there under your name tweeting stuff, because that's a dangerous situation. So what I tell people is, if you're an author or a musician or somebody that's working on a public image, go out and check on social media for your name. Once every month or two, and search this different kind of configurations, put a underscore in there, or a dot in there, and just make sure that there's none of these fake accounts, because that's a dangerous situation. So you look out for your family, you look out for your, look out for yourself as well.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I had a Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Stephen G's, and one day I found an at Stephen underscore G's using my profile photo, my bio, my everything, and had even stolen some of my tweets or the graphics out of my tweets and was starting to do stuff. I have no idea why somebody would want to do that, but I have to assume there was some kind of nefarious intent, if not right away, eventually. But I complained to Twitter about that directly, and that site was taken down in less than 24 hours. So Twitter did respond very well to me.
And Instagram does that as well. I do this regularly because I get when somebody I know I'm already following, and this happens 2-3 times a week, I'll get a notification that, you know, they just started following me. Do I want to follow back? And so I'll reach out to them and find out, is this a secondary account? And 9 times out of 10, it's not a secondary account. What do I do? Well, contact Twitter, contact Instagram, Facebook, and demand that it be taken down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I teach my kids 2 things more than anything else. Number one is you can never replace kindness. Like kind is the most important thing in life that you can be. So kindness can take you places that money and influence and power can't. It's how you treat people. It will come back to you. And the other thing is there is something that's so easy to lose and so hard to get back, and that's trust. Your name is everything. So if you don't have integrity as you do things, you're going to have to be making retribution for the things you did.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. You know,
I say
four
we do
of my
have
cousins.
A, let me just throw this out here.
Go ahead.
We have a comment on Twitter. Ronnie Deshay, she says, I'm late, but I'm here. I do check for false accounts every few months. Good job there, Ronnie. And welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Yeah, welcome, Ronnie. Ronnie's another Fresh Ink Group author. We've got 2 books of hers coming out hopefully in the next 3 or 4 months. We're excited about that. You know, Tracy, 4 of my cousins who are, you know, of the tender years have suddenly become custodial grandparents during all the upheaval that's been going on between the pandemic and the economy or whatever. Parents have had to shuffle around, change their jobs or whatever. And I think probably the youngest of my cousins is in her 70s. And all of a sudden now they've got several grandkids a day. I sent them copies of Rise Up Mamas, and I got very, very grateful, very, very grateful replies. So I want to stress that this book's not just good for parents, but for grandparents. And if you know somebody that you think maybe could benefit from it, it makes a great gift, too. I scored a whole bunch of points with several of my cousins.
Right. Like I said, it has some tips in there about how to keep your kids entertained if they're younger, how to talk to your teens, how to deal with the Zoom calls. It talks about the process of everything and all the things that you can do, how to be safe on Zoom. It even talks about ways to save money on your food bill because you've got kids home now. A lot more people are in your house the day than they are usually. It even and then, of course, I also touch about the eco-friendly stuff in there about how to, you know, the most important switches to make in your home. If you change nothing else in your home, please change your hand soap, your laundry detergent, and probably your shampoo. Because these are things that you put on your skin. So all of that stuff is in there. It's why I said it's like the mixture of everything. It's like the combination of everything that I've been teaching over the years and that I've learned.
Great. Well, we're gonna ask you about some of the specific things in the book. But first, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to tell you about another Fresh Ink Group author, Jay Ashlooney. He's based in Detroit, and he writes a variety of books. His main 2 interests are words, phrases, things like that. And the other one is he's a playwright. We've published 3-4 of his plays so far, and we're getting ready to put it on an omnibus edition that's got, I think, 5 of his plays in it. And right now he can't produce those plays like he normally would because of what's going on with the pandemic, but he's eager to get back to that soon. Right now we're going to play a promo for his word books. And these word books, they're pretty interesting. I enjoy them because I'm a word guy. I'm an English guy, and I love this kind of stuff. But one of the things that we never expected but have been very pleasantly surprised by is his word books are selling terrifically in India. And my friends in India tell me there's a huge market over there for Indians who want to learn about American culture and even learn how to speak English better so that they can communicate maybe with potential business partners or whoever in the United States. So we've got a commercial for that, Beam.
Music has charms to soothe a savage breast. Nothing is certain but death and taxes. God helps those who help themselves. We've all heard these sayings, but have you ever wondered who said that? Hey, we've all looked for another way to say something, so wouldn't a resource for common ways of speaking come in handy? Or you could explore fun ways our language memes reach into the past. You could simply say, "You win," but other ways to say it. Grab the brass ring, beat the odds, get the gold, hit the jackpot, beat the pants off of them, and many more. It's all figuratively speaking. Who said that? Figuratively Speaking by Jay Aljuni, author, playwright, and word maven. Educational but interesting and fun. Explore the many ways we use language and then keep these books for reference. They're available now as jacketed hardcovers, plus soft covers and ebooks, iBook, Kindle, Nook, Google Play, and more. Who said that? And Figuratively Speaking are proudly published by Fresh Ink Group.
Yeah, definitely interesting books there. I've thumbed through both of those books, and excellent, excellent books. It gives you the origins of a lot of these words, which some of them are kind of surprising. But once again, we are on live with author Tracy Sanders and my co-host Stephen Gies. And Tracy, I'm looking at some of the titles of the chapters in Rise Up Mamas. And one of them that kind of stands out to me, chapter 5, Break Before You Break Down. That sounds kind of interesting. What's that all about?
That is knowing your limits and to let parents know that it's okay to stop and not just tunnel through, if you can see my air quotes or hear, feel my air quotes with that. You don't have to go all day and get it all done. When you feel like you're getting ready to break down, just take a break, step away, go walk outside, get some sunshine. These are things you have to do. And I think these people who are dealing with social anxiety and, I mean, not social anxiety, social isolation anxiety and things like that right now are staying enclosed in their homes and staying away from people and not staying connected to people in any kind of way. So I think it's really important that you talk to people who are in your home, go outside, wave to your neighbor, you know, get some sunshine, feel the wind on your face. These things are important to connect to nature and connect to other people.
The one that really stands out to me is, and particularly to two of my cousins, dealing with your quarantine. What kind of tips do you have in there?
So teens, oh my gosh, teens doing online school, if they're anything like my teens, they will be rebellious. They will resent it. They will halfway do it. They will try to do everything they can to get out of it. You've got to make sure that they are not cheating. I mean, there are a lot of things that come into play. And then also the social isolation and everything. With this book being written during the pandemic, it has a different feel. But the one reason I didn't say during a pandemic was because this is during any world crisis especially. But sometimes when you're just going through your everyday motions as a family, it can feel like a darn world crisis, you know? Like you can feel so alone. You can feel like your whole world is crumbling, like you're just a horrible parent. And to me, let me just tell you guys, if you are feeling like you're a horrible parent, then you're not. You are not one. It's when you don't care. It's when you're not paying attention. You're not even aware of your impact that you're making on your child. Might be when you're being a horrible parent. If you're worried about being one, though, you're not being a horrible parent.
That's a good point. Yeah, with what we're going through in the world right now too. I mean, there's just so much going on. It's not just this pandemic. It's it's day-to-day living and economy, out west, the forest fires, and there's just all kinds of stuff that causes us anxiety. And when you're living in a state of anxiety, you're not seeing things as they really are. So it's always good to take that step back and kind of take a breath and refocus.
So you have some tips for staying connected with friends and family?
Yes, that's in there as well, like how to do some virtual connections with your friends and family and, you know, call people and things like that. There are just different tips in there that even if it helps one person with one thing in their life, you know, then it was worth it. I felt so good. I think I'm more proud of this book than any of the other 10 or so books that I've published just because it's so personal to who I am. It is so authentically me throughout every part of that book.
Yeah, I see that you've got Mind Your Marriage too, and that's probably very authentically you. And when you were talking about your husband earlier, I was thinking there's probably some young ladies out there in our audience who want to know how they can find a husband like that, one who's so supportive. But what kinds of things do you have in the Mind Your Marriage chapter?
Well, you know, right now I'm sure a lot of couples are going through financial troubles. And some of them are probably hiding money. I've been there. I hid money from my husband. And one reason I really do connect with moms a lot is because moms tend to, especially when they're stay-home moms, they tend to value their worth by a paycheck, especially if they used to collect a paycheck like I did, right? So I was in my own one-girl office. I made good money, and I decided to stay home with my kids. So it can come into play in your marriage if you allow those frustrations and those anxieties and everything about the money. It can really break apart your marriage, and so can being home when you're not used to being home together, right? Like there was a period of time when my husband and I were home, and we're great together. We're best friends, but we spend too much time together. We go on each other's nerves. He's got to go. I got to go. Somebody's got to go. And the other thing is also spending so much time with your kids, right? It's great to spend time with your kids, but sometimes you're like, I'm going to my room. Don't come talk to me. Just, it's fine. I just need a breather. I just need to be. And my daughter and I got through during the first part of COVID. It was like ridiculous. We had gotten so bored with my husband working so late and everything. We were home all the time. We were getting ready to color. We tried to color our hair with Kool-Aid. We were so bored, and I needed to get my hair colored so badly. And my husband said, you two need some time apart.
Okay, we do have another comment on Twitter. This is also from Ronnie Deshay. This goes back to the Jay Ajlooney book. She says, that sounds like an awesome book for writers. And it is. It is, Ronnie. It's a great resource material. And again, if you have any questions,
it's two books. It's two books, yeah. Ronnie. It's figuratively speaking, and Who Said That?
Yeah, both of them are they're excellent, especially coming from the point of view of a writer. And again, listeners, we still have a few minutes left. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, author Tracy Sanders, please feel free to post them here on Twitter using the hashtag Fresh Ink Group.
And we've got one last commercial for you before we finish up with Tracy for today. This is a book by Larry F. Hunter. He's a semi-retired outdoor writer at a newspaper in the Carolinas, and he's an avid fisherman. And he and his wife spend about half the year every year in their big RV traveling the national parks all around the country. And during one of their trips, he wrote a book called The National Park Case, which is a murder mystery. And it's very fun, very interesting. Beam?
A retired cop already traveling the U.S. by motorhome, Tucker is recruited by the FBI to investigate a series of missing persons cases from National Park Service campsites. He befriends a beautiful suspect, then finds himself torn between his growing feelings for her and his fear that she is an accomplice, or possibly a vicious serial killer. As his investigation takes him from park to park, to New Orleans and Tunica, the violence surges, and Tucker faces losing it all. All he wanted was to retire quietly and travel, but then came his toughest case yet. Read The National Park Case by Larry F. Hunter, avid parks traveler with his wife in their motorhome, and author of a weekly newspaper column about recreation and fishing. The National Park Case is available worldwide in dust-jacketed, cloth-bound hardcover, 4x7 pocketbook softcover, and all ebook editions from Nook to Kindle and more. The National Park Case is proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. From Larry F. Hunter, The National Park Case, a Tucker crime novel.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that one. I read that, and that's one of those books that I'm kind of eager to see it turned into a movie. I mean, that's how entertaining it was.
Yeah, Tucker's an excellent character, and Larry's on to something with that. I'm looking forward to his next book.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say that I love how you guys do this with such integrity and just such attention to detail. It's awesome. These trailers are awesome. They're making me want to get all of these books.
Cool.
Well, we're kind of proud of our trailers. We've got what is it, about 50 now, Beam?
Yeah.
That we've made video trailers with animation and all the production values.
And this will be
you
a good time
mine,
to.
You guys made mine, didn't you?
What's
did
that?
Did we make her trailer?
Yeah, I think you guys. I think Stephen, I think you made mine for When Darkness Breaks. I'm pretty sure you did.
I'm not sure, but we'll have to go look. Definitely.
Yeah, and speaking of going and looking, listeners, you can check out all of our trailers and plus some other stuff, including these episodes that we eventually upload them to our YouTube channel. And that's just go to YouTube and type in Fresh Ink Group. Once again, that is Fresh Ink Group, and you will find our YouTube channel. And all of our videos are on there, and you can like and subscribe and make a
Please subscribe. Yeah, we're trying to get that subscriber number up over 100, and then we'll open a bottle of champagne, dance around, and
throw
work
a party.
On that second 100. Yeah, definitely.
All
right,
Tracy,
we'll start. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, what's next for you? Anything on the stove that you're willing to talk about book-wise, writing-wise?
Writing-wise, no. I don't, unless I have another 3-day span where I'm, like, irritable again. I don't know. no, I am backing off, like I said, a little bit on my Facebook Live. I love Facebook. That's my favorite platform. I like the groups better than anything else, really. So, but I'm going to be backing off a little bit on that and instead looking toward doing podcasts, actually. So I'm learning a lot from you guys. I feel like that's more conducive to my life. I don't have to, you know, I can work a podcast in pretty easily without having to, like, you know, do my lighting and my makeup and all that kind of stuff. And I can just get back to my life. So
you mean I didn't need to do makeup today?
I mean, it's just a lot different doing videos all the time, you know?
Yeah, it is. So what about your personal life, Tracy? What are you doing just for straight up fun, just for you or you and your husband? You like to, you know, go out to the parks, look at the water? What do you like to do?
Well, you know, we've been traveling back and forth in our camper. Because he's been, you know, working out of town for the past 5 months almost, 4 or 5 months, mostly all during COVID. We've been traveling back and forth, but sometimes I like to be home, honestly. I do. I like to be in my office. I just feel more productive here, but I do like to spend time with him as well. And, you know, we like to go to restaurants and we like to go to the beach but we're pretty simple. We don't really like to do anything extravagant. I love spending time with my kids and my grandbaby, honestly. That's really what I do. And I do yoga. I do yoga for me. That's me.
Oh, good. Yoga is terrific. Yeah, that's a great, great thing to do. Yeah, you mentioned earlier about parents and their children spending a little bit too much time together sometimes. I noticed that when schools started going toward the in-home learning, boy, there were a lot of memes started appearing about appreciating what teachers do. And, hey, teacher, thanks for all you've done. Now take my kid, please. You know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and it's not just with parents and their kids. It's everybody who's spending the time together. You know, I got a friend in another state who's got a roommate, And he said that, man, we're tired of each other. We're just tired of each other because neither of us wants to go out and risk our health in a lot of the things that are going on out there. So maybe even they can find some tips in your books that would help them learn how to get through an afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just for women. The book is not just for women. I'm just saying I mostly speak to women. And, you know, it is what it is. And people can take it and apply it to and tweak it to their life however they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about being human. I mean, it's, you know, something may not be specific to one person, but they see pieces of it that, hey, I can use that in my life. And I've picked up stuff like that, you know, all throughout my life, where just advice that, all right, that advice isn't going to do me any good, but that little piece that you said before that, yeah, I might be able to use that.
Yeah. And I've had a huge advantage, I think, because I've played on both sides of the fence with this. So I was the teacher position where I took care of the daycare kids, and I knew how it felt to be with other people's kids all day. And I was also the mom who with my kids, when it got time to homeschool them or online homeschool them, my husband came home one day and said, this is what we're doing. I'm like, you are out of your ever loving mind if you think I'm running a full-time daycare, taking care of other people's kids and our own kids during the day. Our kids need to go to school. And I remember being like, no, you're messing up my groove here, dude. I've got my thing going during the day. They got their thing going during the day. And I love to see them in the afternoon, but I got to tell you, it's one of the best decisions I ever made. And I encourage you all who are going through it to stick with it. If your child is in a position where it's more dangerous for them to be at home, maybe there's an abusive situation or something like that, and it's more conducive to their health to be in school rather than at home environment, then yes, that's an extreme case. But if at all possible, you know, take this time to be with your kids and be their most important influence, because that's the way it should be.
Well, as two guys who have known you for years, I'm sure I can speak for Beam and say that we're both very proud of all you've accomplished. We've been following you for a long time now, trying to support all the different activities you're involved in. And we admire and respect all that you try to do for yourself, for your family, and especially for so many people in the community.
Hear, hear.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much. You guys know I love you.
And we love you. And it looks like we're almost out of time. So I'd like to say, for me personally, thank you for being on with us, Tracy. This is just our fourth episode, but it's getting better and better as we go along, and you've made it just a little bit better. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
My pleasure. I hope you invite me back.
Oh, definitely.
Well, I think we probably will.
Yeah.
So, listeners, make sure you get back here next week at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we don't know who we'll have on yet or what we'll be covering, but we promise to be here and we promise to try to have a good show for you. Beam?
Yes, definitely. And thank you to Ronnie for commenting on Twitter. And again, if you're just tuning in towards the end of this, and you tune in next week, get on Twitter and use the hashtag Fresh Ink Group. And hey, you can become part of the show through your comments and your questions. And
if you go to freshinkgroup.com, the podcast tab, you can listen to old episodes of this podcast as well.
All right. So there you go. Freshinkgroup.com and the podcast tab. And we will see you all or speak to y'all hopefully next week. Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Good night, guys.
Thanks, Grace.
You've been a part of Voice of Indy, a production of Fresh Ink Group. Spread the word, support our guests, then find us at freshinkgroup.com and be sure to hashtag Fresh Ink Group.